The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
And that's where we are once again. The Israel Report with Rolene Marks, journalist, reporter, commentator and spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation. Rolene, always a pleasure to have you on board. Welcome once again to the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon. Always a pleasure to be here. Now, we do have some breaking news that has happened in the last half an hour or so. There has been a car ramming attack near Pardes Chana. The Magen David Adom say at least 10 people have been injured. Two of them are in serious condition. The suspected terrorist is said to be a 24-year-old Arab Israeli from Ma'ale, Iran, very close to Haifa, with no previous criminal or security record. But we do have an update now coming in from the police saying that the terrorist has been killed. One victim is critical and two seriously hurt.
Okay, we will follow that story as events unfold, Rolene. Certainly it's been, shall we say, an eventful week. We want to reflect on that, the hostage deal also, and also a re-ceasefire, a recalibration of the ceasefire situation. Perhaps let's start with the hostage situation. The return of the bodies of Itzhak Algarat, Tzachi Idan, Shlomo Mansour, and Ohad Yahalomi. Over to you.
Another heartbreaking, agonizing day in Israel as the bodies of the four hostages were returned. Now, I know that, again, a certain WhatsApp group had shared information confirming the identities of the four earlier this week. However, it was not confirmed until today, until the family were notified today that Ohad Yahalomi, his remains were being returned. So again, I caution everybody to be very, very, very careful and sensitive to where you are getting your information. Remember, if it doesn't come from an official site, i.e., the Hostages Forum, the IDF, or the Government Press Office, it is not official. But shattering as their bodies were received, thankfully without ceremony, it has been made known to Hamas that these ceremonies are not going to be tolerated. But I want to talk a little bit about the victims. Itzhak Algarat, 69 years old, taken injured on the 7th of October from Kibbutz near Oz. Ohad Yahalomi, also taken from Kibbutz near Oz. As I mentioned to you before, I've been to Kibbutz near Oz when I was there. Had the privilege of listening to his remarkable wife, Batsheva, who has fought so hard, and to see inside the home where Ohad had put up the fight of his life for his family. But he and one of his children were taken hostage. His son was kept solitary in the home of Palestinian civilians. He was burnt with the exhaust pipe of a motorbike and forced to watch the footage of the 7th of October. If you recall, a couple of months ago, I shared his story that he's not sleeping at night and his hair was falling out. He's a 12-year-old little boy. One can't even imagine the grief that he must be enduring now with his siblings and his truly, truly remarkable mother. Shlomo Mansour, Shlomo's the oldest of all the hostages. And I think it was about a week or so ago, Michael, you and I spoke about the fact that it had been confirmed that he had been killed on the 7th of October and his body taken hostage by Hamas. Shlomo was a survivor of the Farhud, which was the pogroms in Iraq. He was born in Iraq, an Iraqi Jew. And Tzachi Idan, Tzachi, whose 18-year-old daughter Ma'ayan was murdered in front of the family, in front of her absolutely terrified siblings. We know this because Hamas live streamed it to their social media. So for all those out there who are denying and downplaying and trying to justify, this is what Hamas did. They live streamed it. They were very proud of what they did. Now, the family said that they had been notified. However, until everything had been confirmed by the forensic pathologist, and we've now had confirmation that Ohad, Itzik, and Tsachi were murdered in captivity. The family said they had received signs of life that they weren't going to believe it until they had absolute confirmation. And that seems to be a tack that the families are taking. We saw that with Shiri Bibas, the family saying, until we have absolute confirmation, forensically, our journey is not done. And now we don't have details of funerals, but just another day of absolute heartbreak for us in Israel. However, we are at the end of phase one of the ceasefire deal, and negotiations are underway for phase two. They are not complete. The Prime Minister has instructed a team to go to Cairo for negotiations. We don't know what the mandate is, but they are en route. Now, the IDF is on the alert, and they are stationed along the border with Gaza for any eventuality.
Rolene, whilst we're on the subject of misleading news, I've got this message from Gail. Gail is asking, could Rolene tell us where these WhatsApp groups get their information from?
Well, a lot of them are monitoring Hamas and others' Telegram pages, and putting the news out there. They're also putting news out there that hasn't, that actually shouldn't be in the public domain. But before any names are confirmed, lists are given to the government. There are a whole lot of protocols involved there. There's also the most important step, which is notifying the families. Could you imagine being the Idan family hearing that the body of your loved one is coming back when it hadn't been confirmed yet that he had been killed in captivity? Could you imagine that? And this is what these groups are doing, because they have to break the news. They have to get your clicks and your membership and your whatever, without realizing that there are very, very real ramifications. Now, as I've said before, the IDF, the Prime Minister's office, the police, the hostage families have asked people to stop doing this, to stop with the rumors. But I guess some people have to be bigger heroes than they have to be respectful of those who are suffering.
Rowan, as we're reflecting on the week that was, also there's this issue of a re-ceasefire. What is going on there?
As I just said, we don't have a second phase confirmed yet. That's still under negotiation, but the IDF is on alert for this now very, very nebulous time that we will be going into.
Okay, and the week that was, is there anything you'd like to add to that? Anything you'd like to reflect on?
I just think, for all of us out there, and many of us are feeling, how much more pain as a nation can we endure, can we take? And I just want to remind everybody out there that to be Jewish today is to be part of a nation that is in great pain, in great trauma. But as you saw yesterday, and as you've seen around the world for now nearly 17 months, to be Jewish is to be part of a nation that carries survival in our DNA. And don't forget for one second on whose shoulders you stand and on whose very, very DNA, whose stories run through each and every one of us. And don't forget for a second that we have people like Michael and so many of our listeners from the Christian communities, from the Hindu communities, from so many different communities who are standing resolutely and unwaveringly and so lovingly with us. And sometimes, guys, we need to lean on you for support, especially in weeks like this where we cannot stand on our own two feet. And guys, as we go into Shabbat, do something in the merit of all of our hostages to bring those that are living back for recovery, to bring the dead back for a dignified burial, and in the memory of those we've lost.
Roland, before we sign off, I did pass this message on to you from Alina, who haven't heard for a long time. Great to hear from Alina. And Alina says, please convey this to Roland. I feel your grief. I remember how lovingly you spoke of the boys. This message coming in from Karen. Well, waiting for Ro, just wish everyone a peaceful Shabbos. May our hostages come home thinking of Yarden Bieber. Sending you, Roland, love, care, and prayers from Karen. Roland, from all of us, thanks so much for joining us once again on the Afternoon Overdrive. Shabbat shalom for tomorrow, and we'll chat again on Monday afternoon. Roland Marks, correspondent, journalist, reporter, and commentator, and of course, spokesperson for the South African Zionist Federation.